A little bit, yeah. It's not great game. Messages over to Rio, but I've had a word.
How's he feeling? Daft question, but how is he feeling?
He's just absolutely devastated. I don't think, you know, he's given us the full story of how he actually feels, being the tough lad that he is. But 7 years of hard work essentially have gone down the drain.
He must be pretty bad, because to them to say, listen, you know, you're probably going to have to go home. You're not going to be able to compete on Saturday. Have you got any idea what he's got?
No one's really cleared up exactly what the virus is. He's had fairly high temperature and a high extended heart rate. So the worry was that if he competed, he could do some damage to the heart muscle because of, you know, the extent that they put themselves to, the pressures that they put on the bodies in the race.
And you have to be such a committed athlete, and obviously Graham has been, and as you've just touched on there, everything, his entire life was centred towards this, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he was unfortunate to miss out on the London Games, and now to do another 4 years of training with everything in between and miss out on this one as well through, you know, something that you just can't predict and you can't plan for.
When is he due to come back home?
He'll have to come home in the next 36 hours, apparently. Did not go into letting him even stay around the athlete's village because he's now no longer an accredited athlete for the Games. So
wow.
He's not even going to get to enjoy, you know, the Rio experience.
And I'm told your mum and dad were due to fly out today?
Yeah, this morning. They are still actually unsure if they're going to go or not. It's cost them an awful lot of money to get there, and they may even just take the holiday, but it really wouldn't be the same if, you know, the whole purpose of going there was to watch Graham, and without him being there, it's going to be quite a strange experience. So they are still undecided this morning if they're even going to board the flight or not.
Wow. How are you feeling? You know, Graham's your big brother, and, you know, he's dedicated his life to this sport, hasn't he? How do you feel as his little brother this morning?
I'm just heartbroken for him. I do sport, quite a bit of sport myself, and I know how much work he puts in and everything, like you say earlier, it's his whole life's been geared around this. The whole family's just in silence, really. They've been waiting for this for so long, and now for it to all just come crashing down, it almost seems unreal. It's been the centre point of everything everyone's been doing for the last couple of weeks and months, and we just don't know what to do with ourselves.
Alistair, if you get the chance, pass all our wishes on to Graham. Let's hope he gets well soon.